Blog Talk Radio.
This is for you, buddy.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it was a fight. You said it would be. You said it would be this way. There's not much more to say.
Welcome to a Monday edition of Weekly Conversation. I am back. I'll get into why I've been off. What's going on with all? It's just, I swear, 2020 is starting out in my life like Biden's presidency. It's in the toilet. But hey, we got God, and we'll get us through anything, right? If you got the faith of a mountain, if you got the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And but it was like I was reading an article, like 19%. Of like Democrats approve the way that this country is going. I'm like, can anybody approve of that? Oh yeah, Donna Brazel, yeah, she thinks that Biden's doing a great job. There's so much to talk about, you know what, like the, what do you care? Anything he does doesn't affect you. It's not like it's not like you're involved in any mandate. Biden, there's a lot to brag about. Yeah, that when then, when, you know, come on, man, you know, when then, yeah, you know, it, I don't, I'm Biden. And turn, I mean, turn, look left, and, whoops. Yeah, you can't, they know what day it is. I give him high marks for his first year. What, in destroying America? I saw a video. This is what's funny, and I want to get into this too, because all these conservatives and stuff, like I've seen all these people on TikTok, and I remember everyone telling me, don't get on TikTok, and it was actually, and WeChat, because they were actually banned by Trump, and they are actually banned by Trump. They're only allowed now because Biden, and like Alex Jones and all of them on there. I got the app downloaded, but I've never been on it. I just am wary about it, because If it was something that Trump blocked for national security reasons and all this stuff, and who knows. But the U.S. economy is going in the toilet thanks to Omicron. I'll get into that because it's, I mean, inflation. I mean, they're trying to pass all this crap. Well, what they thought was that they thought this Green New Deal, they could pass it in like five segments, you know, instead of having one giant bill that who's going to support this giant massive spending bill, but if they chop it up and do $1 trillion here, $3 trillion there, you know, $4 trillion there, $2 trillion, you know, they would be able to do it in segments and get it done, and it's not happening. That's a bombshell that the Biden's family scored $31 million in deals from individuals with direct ties to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. I mean, so what? It's not going to do anything. If Hillary Clinton goes down, I'm taking half of D.C. with me, which she said, well, she ain't never going down. Then you got Newt Gingrich is coming out, and, you know, that, like, it's going to be a red wave. We're going to take the House and the Senate, like, overwhelmingly, and then we're going to go after all these people. You know, they talk the talk now when they don't have the majority, but then when they get the majority, they're like, hey, we got to work with the two Democrats that we got, you know. That's how it always is. Just remember Deuteronomy 6:5, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Think about it as you're going through your day to day, and you know, and that's one of the biggest things is when people give testimonials and stuff, it's like they get put on this pedestal, like, oh, he has a testimonial. He can't make a mistake. He can't screw up. He can't do anything. Okay. We're all going to screw up. We all, I mean, I'm the first one to admit that I complain a lot when, well, I'm complaining the Lord's working, you know. But, you know, one day my wife wasn't doing too good, and someone that she works with, it's all confidential, you know. Well, my cousin or something, someone, nephew or somebody was positive for COVID, and I'm like, yep, you better go to the Rock, because she felt like crap. I'm like, you better go and get it taken care of. And she came back, and she tested positive for, we believe it's Omicron. Then I ended up, after, when she tested positive, I had to wait 5 days and test, and if I was negative, I could come back, and I was positive. So hopefully I can go back Wednesday. I got to take a test tomorrow, and I'm going back no matter what. I don't care. I just feel like death warmed over, just from, not from COVID, but just from other, just like upper respiratory crap. But, you know, I'm just trucking and keeping going, you know. I'll probably feel like crap going back to work, but I'm not contagious. It can't be. It's been way too long. It's been like, I don't know. Because I've been told anyways, if you test again, you'll test positive just because of the antibodies. So, who knows. But, you know, like I said, like when I believe me and my wife, we had whatever, like in the very beginning we had, like in December, before this all came about, me and my wife were so sick. I've never been that. And I was told it was like pneumonia or bronchitis with a sinus infection and like upper respiratory with like stomach flu and regular flu. So I was on steroids, and I was on like, it took like 3 antibiotics and steroids and all kinds of stuff. I was on the narcotic cough medicine, and I literally would mix a shot of that with a shot of the Delsim, and it still didn't do anything. And but it's just like, this is, I'm just like so fatigued. So it's like, and my muscle issue doesn't make it any easier on me, but. Yeah, that's why I haven't done shows, and I was even, because I'm not 100%. So I'm like, I want to get back and get the show going, and I want to get into, because you have like Donna Brazel, who had the balls to come out and basically say like, Biden has a lot to brag about. I give him high marks for his first year. Are you kidding me? Record inflation. Sky-high gas prices, empty shelves. Oh, yeah, we can't. Yeah, we're going to make sure that everyone else has gas, but we can't. Yeah, we got to save the environment by having gas come over in tanker trucks from, like, the Middle East, and I call them tanker trucks. They're giant, like, oil rigs, and have them shipped over here. And then you got to make sure that they don't get kidnapped by the pirates. And stolen and then sold on the black market. And, yeah. No, we can't drill for, how dare we get our own oil? How dare we become energy independent? That makes sense. Record high on energy bills. And what do they care about? Well, we're gonna, these terrorists will have their day in court, these January 6th terrorists that we let in. Like the video of the guy there the night before on the 5th saying basically, hey, folks, we're going to go storm the White House. We're going to do this. We're going to storm the Capitol. And like, and no one called them as like, all right, let's do this. Or like, you know, like Antifa, like Fed, like they called him out as what he was, a fake and a phony. But yeah, this Omicron's not that bad, but it just, for like 5 or 6 days, you don't even want to get out of bed. That's the best way. Now, I don't know how, granted, for like me, I have a muscle issue, so it's like 10, so like it magnifies my soreness, my pain and weakness and all that, so my fatigue, because I already have fatigue. But it's just like that. But then you got people that, like, we still have places where I live that they don't even have the dining rooms open because no one wants to work. But, like, you go to the store, there's nothing. It's like when you see it, okay, you're, like, going through your car looking for change. Okay. Here's Obama's change that he offered me. Okay. Let's go see if I can, because if I don't buy it now, I won't be able to get it. But that's what everyone wants. That's this great, you know, like job creation is nil. I mean, the only job creation he did was the people who were furloughed because of COVID came back and they tried to count that as new job, as new hire. Like look at all these people that, look at the job growth. No, that's just the people that weren't working because of COVID that are now working. And they probably have it set up. I wouldn't doubt it if they had it set up. I don't know if this is my opinion, but I have not. If you work from home, it's not considered employed. But yeah, it's just been like a, it's like when you're trying to do a plumbing job and you look to the left-handed monkey wrench. It's a joke. But it's just nuts. But I mean, there's a lot of people waking up and saying, "I'm done." Next, I mean, CNN's ratings are in the toilet. I mean, they have more employees than they do viewers. Donna Brazzle is probably the only one that watches. I wonder if Cuomo watches the network that he used to work for. I used to be there. I had one viewer. I did. Yeah. I mean, this is how bad this, because, like, anymore, like, when I get, like, because, like, I mean, every time I get on my computer, it asks for an update. And whenever I do the update, it says, do you want to restart the computer and do the update? Whenever I do it, it goes through all this stuff, and then it says, like, do you want to update? Like, right after, like, it did an update, even though it went through the whole update, whatever. Oh, it's just... Well, at least you don't live in Chicago because, you know, 22 people were shot and 5 fatally in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. That happens every week, week after week after week, and no one says anything. I guess those Black lives don't matter, do they? My guess is no. Nope. Well, where's the 24/7, 365 coverage of those 5 people that died? Oh, yeah, that's black on black deaths, more than likely. I'm not, they didn't say, but, I mean, when are people going to say, okay, when are people going to march and say, okay, enough's enough? I don't get it. When are people, I mean, like if you don't have a rigged election, you don't have a Democrat. I mean, because look at California, it keeps going more and more and more and more in the toilet. They keep voting for this crap. But guess what, folks? They do. They keep voting for it, and guess what happens? It keeps going down. And they, I mean, if everything is going downward, if you're going in the wrong direction, you're going to turn your car around. Common sense. California is going in the wrong direction, but they keep staying on the same path. I mean, do people want that? I mean, that's only, if it's not rigged, then people actually want the crap that California is dishing out. You know? But then, I mean, I like what Newt Gingrich said, yeah. But it's not going to, I mean, they talk the talk now, you know, like, well, once we get the House and Senate 100%, we're going to go after these people. We're going to get subpoenas. We're going to get all the documents. People are going to be in jail and this and that. Yeah. They talk the talk now. But why don't they talk the talk when they're in charge? It's all fun and games until they have the House and the Senate, and they're like, yeah, we got to get along with the other side. It's ridiculous. you know, because they, you know, it's like Gingrich knows what we want to hear, so he's telling us what we want to hear. And since he's telling us what we want to hear, you know, once he says what he thinks we want to hear, then he's like, okay, no, I want to hear this kind of, I want to see action. I'm tired of all this stuff. I'm tired of, there's all this talk. I'm tired of Biden and the Democrats walking the walk. We talk the talk, but we never walk the walk. Why haven't they, my mom just wrote me and she's probably listening. She goes, Biden just referred to Peter Dorsey as a dumb son of a bitch. Wow. I mean, talking from a guy that doesn't know what day it is. I mean, it's sickening. Because he suffers, I mean, it's elder abuse. The guy clearly does not know what day it is. He's clearly got dementia. But then, look at Donna Brazel. I mean, she's supposedly perfectly competent. She's like, oh, Biden has a lot of great things to brag about. He has great high marks for his first year. I mean, she's delusional unless she wants communism here, which does not surprise me. Wow. A Fairfax County, I'm going to get into this. This is breaking. A Fairfax County, Virginia orders principals to suspend maskless students. And what's funny is these masks that these kids wear, if you read the back of the masks, I guarantee you, they say they don't prevent, stop the spread of anything. I mean, the surgical masks don't even really do that. So, but yeah, I mean, I would just say, hey, my kid's just doing what AOC did in Florida. You know, you want me to wear a mask? You want my kid to wear a mask? And I want to see politicians having masks 24/7. Then, yeah, this new poll has 19% strongly approve of Biden and 49% strongly disapprove. How can anyone approve what he's done? Name one accomplishment. He left billions of dollars of our equipment over in Afghanistan. And what I've been told is if you're going to have to ditch stuff, you're basically are told to try to dismantle it and destroy it so it can't work. I mean, what is it? 2 embassy pullouts in 2 years? No, in 1 year. 2 embassy pullouts. I mean, you even have leftists that say, hey, we're supposed to be back. I don't think even Trump would get us back to normal. To get us back to normal should have been no vaccine and just let it, this virus run its course, like when you have a cold or flu. You know, because I got this, I watched all these videos on these flu bombs, and like if you got like sinus congestion, you're like sicker than crap, take ginger and garlic and all this stuff and mix it up, and oh God, so nasty. And then for like 4 or 5 hours later, you're still, all you smell is garlic, no matter what you eat, all you taste is garlic. You try to do anything you can to get rid of the taste, I'm like, it has to work because it tastes like crap. Remember that back in the day, if you're old enough, when you had like, when like Lysol came out and it was like that yellow, like urine color. And when they had like the mint and they had like the cool mint and they had like the blue colors and stuff. And like, that's not Listerine. that can't work. And you'd have, like, people that would still force you to get, like, that urine-colored stuff that's nasty as heck. Because it can't work if it's not nasty and look like urine. You know that? Oh, that's fine. Now, kids don't know what... Now they have, like when you're in line to get your medicines, and the older you get, the more you're at the pharmacy, and they get to know you more. And you go there and, like, yes, with this medicine for your kid, you want it flavored? What? Flavored? Even if my mom would be like, okay, yeah, no, he's having whatever the medicine tastes like, yeah, medicine flavor. Okay. Medicine flavor. Yeah. Because, like back in, remember how they used to say, like, if you swallow gum, it sticks to your heart. And yeah, okay. I know people that one day they would have covered their heart with gum. But it's one of those things that when you, back in the day, it was like, oh, if you flavored it, can't work. You know, if it's not that. That urine-colored Listerine, it's no good. But then I grew up around the Green Death NyQuil flavor, you know, that Green Death flavor. See, I missed the old NyQuil that actually worked. You take it, you pass out, you wake up 4 years later, found out you're in a coma on an oxygen machine. He's alive. Of course I am. I just took NyQuil. Oh. Now this stuff doesn't do anything. I think back in the day when I drank, back in the day it was like moonshine with like cough ingredients mixed in. Yeah, it was like a 150 proof alcohol with like cough syrup and flavorings. You may not have felt better, but you sure slept. But it's this whole world we live in. It's this whole world we live in now. See, this vaccine is kind of like that Obamacare where we have to pass the bill to find out, what's in it. Yeah, well, just take the vaccine. We'll find out how damaging it is to you later. Yeah, let us know. Yeah, just call this number if you have any problems, permanent problems with the vaccine. Yes, the FDA has approved this emergency use authorization vaccine. Yeah, they've approved it for, they basically approved it for emergency use authorization. It's ridiculous, folks. But it is. That's how the cookie crumbles in this world. And that's this world, though. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just shut up and get the vaccine. Even though the World Health Organization is now coming out with their lead scientists that if you're really healthy and you're a young kid or an adolescent, you know, probably till like 13, you don't need the vaccine. But they're still trying to shove it down our throats. Yeah, I can't hear anything because I have it muted, but like there's like a thing, it was, I don't know when it was, but Kamala Harris gave remarks or something, I screwed up, but I just want to hear, like, I mean, when you watch a sign language interpreter, she kind of sounds like what you think she's saying, because it's like, I mean, there were some times where she was doing stuff that looked like, is this the hand signal for mumble, like, I don't know what I mean, I make no sense, I mean, because it makes me wonder, because there's times where I can't understand what she is talking about, her or Biden. let alone interpreting that in sign language. Like, how do you... I mean, because I'm sure she's signing what she has written down, because Biden's supposed to read off a script, you know? And like, the one... It's just scary. And people just accept this. This country's going... I mean, this country going down faster than the Twin Towers on 9/11, and yep, that's, and they just accept it. You know, there are people that when they have $3 gallon gas and they're taking off those "I did it" Biden stickers. I did that. It's not Biden's fault. Okay, if it was Trump's fault, if it was Trump, you'd be. It's amazing how they'll blame Trump if we had $4 gallon gas, but if we have $4 gallon gas and Biden's president, they ain't gonna blame nobody. Oh, what a show. What a world we live in. And that's the problem in this world. At least for the most part, yeah, people waking up and saying, okay, this don't make sense here, folks. You're not blaming Biden for the gas price, but you'd blame Trump. Then it's maybe 5%, but still. I mean, like the bombshell with the Bidens. So what? So what if it could be $80 billion? So what? They're not going to do anything. You think anything's going to happen to them? You think the Bidens are going to say, "I'm sorry, I'm going to return the money"? Shit, dear. No. And they probably have some banker and an interest, and if they did return it, they'd probably still have, like, here's $21 million. Yeah, I returned the $31 million, but here's $21 million in interest. That's the problem. They do some. I'd be in prison for half the stuff these people do. But it's okay, folks. Rules for me, not for thee. I mean, there's not many views on it, but I'm going to get into this. That's why I take a lot of what it's on TikTok at face value, and I do a lot of research because there's a video that apparently shows, like, there's, like, sparks, like, almost like there's detonations on the second floor of the White House, like they're going to demolish the White House or, like, have it collapse. Because it's, you know, I don't know. If it's real, the footage looks real. What it is, I have no idea. You know, and I'm not going to share it on Facebook because I want to, but then they'll be like, well, I'll put a huge disclaimer. Hey, this is my opinion. This is this guy's opinion. I'm just sharing it for you. And if it was real, they'd probably flag it. If it's fake, then it wouldn't get flagged, you know. But now on Facebook, I don't even get flagged. It just comes up as... This was, like, I've had a bunch of Epoch Times, the Romans and Epoch Times. He does Facts Matter on YouTube, and I have a lot of that gets flagged on Facebook that I share of his. And I get suspended for stuff that is posted by him, you know, when I post the Facts Matter stuff. So... I guess they just don't like it. They don't like it when you have an opinion that's different than yours. That's what cancel culture is. That's what being politically correct is. You can have any opinion you want to as long as it matches up with ours. And, like, even the couple people I've seen that have posted TikTok stuff, it's, like, gone almost instantly. Like, probably within 3 hours, it's... Video doesn't exist, or has been taken down, or So, hey, you know, call it for what it's worth. Just like that Biden, I mean, the Biden family scores $31 million in deals from individuals with direct ties to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. So what? Nothing happens. Pardon me. Nothing happens. So what? I mean, they'll investigate. They'll investigate Hunter Biden until he's 99. And he'll end up dying of natural causes, living a billionaire in Beverly Hills. I'll have to look into this to see what the numbers are, and, but Lori Lightfoot may have to step up her game, you know, because granted she's got 22 shootings and 5 deaths this weekend. For the first 3 weekends, Philadelphia has over 100 carjackings. Because I know in some of these places, they were leaving their trunks open and everything to show people, like leave their doors open to show that they have nothing to steal. Go ahead. We're leaving it unlocked, letting you know that. But it's so easy to track cars now because if you have the right tools and stuff, okay, you can program a key to, and you're done. And you can get into a car and drive away. Hey. A 100 carjackings in the first 3 weeks. Are you kidding me? That's Philadelphia for you. That's a democratic city. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Over 100 carjackings in the first 3 weeks. And there's probably, oh, that's just, well, I mean, that's coming from the same city that said, okay, we need to take down the bulletproof glass and like, drugstores and stuff and like restaurants like in downtown Philadelphia to deter violence because, you know, people put that bulletproof glass up first and then, no, that's not what happened. They put up the bulletproof glass and everything when they got shot at. This is to protect me so I don't get killed this time. I almost did last time. I won't this time. And then they have people that don't even work in the area. Yeah, you need to take down the bulletproof glass. We're gonna make that an order. You can't have it up. Because that promotes violence. If there wasn't violence in the first place, I wouldn't have to have this up. If we lived in Mayberry, you wouldn't need that stuff, but and that's what's funny, because yeah. It's sad when you live in a town where you have to, like, okay, leave your doors open and stuff to let people know. There's nothing to steal. It's just this world we live in. You got a New York governor who's blaming an illegal gun on a fatal shooting in New York for a New York Police Department officer. Like, a criminal's going to have a legal gun shooting a cop? What kind of new gun law or anything is going to stop a criminal from getting a gun? I'd love to know that one. Oh, don't worry. And the more laws they had, the worse it would get. And it would just compound. But hey, it's okay, folks. It's this democratic world we live in. That illegal gun. We need to ban guns. Yeah, how are you going to bar criminals from getting guns? Yeah, I think they need to ban meth in New York and cocaine and heroin and all that. Oh, yeah, it's rampant there, but it's illegal. Oops. They just don't, like, they talk out their butts, because, oh, this is what we got to do. No. No, it's not what you got to. And no law is going to stop a criminal from getting a gun. Trying to ban guns to stop crime is like saying, okay, you need to take down these bulletproof barricades to stop the bulletproof from happening. See what I'm saying? Well, if we take down these bulletproof things to stop bullets from flying and shooting and killing people, because, I mean, when I go into a place and they got a convenience store with bulletproof everything, like a bulletproof, like, okay, I'm in a bad neighborhood. I don't think, oh, I need to get out my gun and start shooting. I'm like, thank God I got a CC. Or like a CCP, and I've got my CC on me, conceal and carry, or open carry, whatever. I'm like, oh, thank God I'm carrying, because I'm in the wrong part of town. I mean, that's an indicator. Okay, yeah, they probably had shootings. That's why they put up the barricade. I mean, we have a place that they don't really use it much now because they close at like 10, but they had like major robberies and shootings and stuff that where I live, that they, like, it. Nighttime, they put the plastic stuff down, like this thick bulletproof stuff. But now, because of COVID and stuff, and they close so early, they don't have that. I mean, I've been in places where, like, they have, like, you literally, like, if you want anything, I want $10 in gas, and you have to put the thing, and then they ring it up for you. And if you want something, they have to get it for you. Like, you want a coffee? Like, everything. It's like behind bulletproof glass. You can't even get anything. I remember I was in Montreal one time. I went to a pawn shop. I'm like they have to let you out. They have a thing that the door locks. So you just can't, like, take off. Oh, it was interesting. But yeah, it's like, you know, and I've been in convenience stores like that. Like, you go in, and when you pay for anything, and they let you out. It's just crazy. I mean, you even got Governor Newsom. This is how bad this thing is. You got Governor Newsom apologizing for using gangs to describe real thieves. I apologize for calling these people who stole stuff criminals. Okay, I apologize. Hi, I'm Governor Newsom, and I want to apologize to anyone that stole anything here. I should not have called you criminals. It's wrong. Yeah, I apologize to the lady in the birthing room that was giving birth. I'm sorry. No, she's a woman. She gives birth. If you steal stuff, you're a criminal gangbanger, whatever. And people will be like, and I can't believe, if anyone supports that, like, are you kidding me? I'm sure there's some hood rats who are like, hey, free stuff. It's just, this world we live in, folks. I never thought I'd see a day we'd have governors like, oh, I call them gangs. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry I called you a criminal. I know you're stealing something right now, but... I like the one store in California where they have like everything's like $700 and there's a coupon that brings it down to the regular price at the register when you pay for it. But the actual price to buy it is like $700 without the coupon. So unless you purchase it and use the coupon, it's a $700 item. That way he gets out, like, because there's, like, a certain limit that if it's under this, they can't be persecuted for stealing. So he made everything, like, really expensive. That way when you go there, it's, like, $600 for this or $800 or whatever. But then by the time they do the... But, yeah. That's what you... I mean... You gotta find loopholes. Okay. Go ahead and try to steal a $700 item. I can prosecute you. But if you go and pay for it, there's a coupon that when you pay for it, it will bring it down to the retail price one. See, I'm waiting for someone to sue. He's trying to know? No, I'm not trying to sell it for more than it's worth. If you steal it or don't use the coupon, it's that much. But if you use the coupon, it brings it down to the retail price. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you got Howard Dean coming out saying that there's similarities between Trump and Hitler. Okay, we're 90% of this world is beyond this race baiting. No one cares anymore. People want solutions, not this crap. He's probably just mad because he ain't going to become president just like Hillary Clinton. He's not going to be rolling into Washington, and he's going to roll into Iowa and roll into New Hampshire. He ain't going to be rolling nowhere, but the people, you know, he's like irrelevant anymore. Like, no one cares. I cooked for the dude numerous times. I served him numerous times. When he was the governor of Vermont, he was okay. But don't worry, folks. You just got to get used to the fact that you have people in power. See, animals put the strongest person in power. Us, we have people in power that, yes, I know you got shot at. I know you got shot at, and that's why you put up the bulletproof glass, but you need to take it down because that's encouraging violence. And they have all these polls that come out like, well, this many people think Biden's... I don't know how anyone can think Biden's doing a good job. I don't know how anyone can support this government. I don't know how. It's just ridiculous. But don't worry, folks. Quadruply vaxxed Israel breaks out in record coronavirus cases. Well, you can't keep boosting and boosting and doing like these vaccine type things over and over and over again. It's not going to help. It's going to make things way worse. And especially with the booster showing that with Omicron, it does virtually nothing. Beijing orders mass coronavirus testing as cases spike before the Genocide Olympics. I mean, I wonder who's even got one to go. I don't know. I mean, back in the day, the Olympics would have meant something. It would have been more meaningful. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's like they're doubling down on stuff that doesn't work, and that's what I'm. That's why my show is slow tonight, because I don't understand how people keep voting and people keep getting these. Unless you're cheating, how are people continuing to vote for the people that are proactive? No, they're reactive. Most people do stuff as a reactive thing. Okay, now that people realize that, hey, most Americans leave their door unlocked. Well, let's go in while they're sleeping and take their stuff and then get out before they realize they were robbed. Okay, so now let's put locks on the door so that people can't do that. Then when they figure out how to pick locks, okay, let's put security systems in. When they figure out how to maybe vent that, and they keep, no one sits there and says, well, I'm waiting for them to say, well, in Philadelphia, yeah, you need to, yes, we're going to ban alarm systems in Philadelphia because, you know, thieves only steal cars because of a car alarm or rob a house because of a security system. If you get rid of that, it'll stop crime. No. That's the exact opposite. But people keep voting for crap like this. They put the bulletproof glass up in those places because they got shot at. Now, okay, something's got to happen because I'm not going to get shot. So to protect me and my family when I'm working in this little convenience store in downtown Philadelphia, I'm putting a bulletproof glass. I'm proactive. This happened, so this is what I'm kind of reacting, pausing what I have to do just to protect me and my family. Not the other way around. But when you have, like, Governor Newsom, oh, I apologize for calling them gangs. I mean, it's sad when you have to have them shop owners, okay, well, yeah, I got coupons that bring down the price to the regular price, but, like, the price you see, yeah, you want $800 for a box of cereal? Yep, that's just to deter theft, and once you come here, I got a coupon that will take this much off of it so that you get it for the retail price, but you have to purchase it to get it at the retail price. That way, if they steal, I can come after them for, because if it's under a certain amount, they can't be prosecuted, so I'm going to fix that one. I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. But you have so many, but that's this whole, but that's what keeps getting elected in Philadelphia and in New York and in California, in these leftist liberal cities. These people that, hey, I only got a gun because I was shot at. Well, yeah, you having a gun promotes violence. How does it promote violence? I didn't have a gun before I got shot, so how could, so this gun's going to promote violence, but I don't make no sense. If guns promote violence, then why is my gun promoting violence when I got shot at before I had a gun?
Yeah.
This was reactive. This happened, and I got a gun because of this happening. Or I, like, my car was broken into, so I got a security system. And then they want to tell you that, oh, the security system is the reason why people are breaking the cars. And if you get rid of the security systems, you're fine. You won't have that problem. I didn't have a problem with breaking and entering. And one day someone broke into my car. I got a security system because they broke into my car. Not the other way around. I didn't get a security system on my car because, I want to encourage people to break into my car. So here, I got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. And what I've been talking about today on the show, it's been slow, but I want you to think about everything going on in this world and how idiotical it is. Oh, the bulletproof glass is the reason why people shoot up. If you take it down, they won't do that. Well, no. I got shot at. That's why I put it up. That's these leftist policies make no sense. Oh, don't worry. I apologize for calling them gangs. What's next? You can't call someone robbing your store a criminal. Some guy came and used an illegal gun. And if guns were banned, he wouldn't have an illegal gun, even though he probably can't have a gun in the first place. If it's illegal, he probably can't even have one in the first place, or he would have a legitimate gun. Unless he had a legitimate gun and stuff and then used it for illicit things, and then he lost his right to own the gun, but he still carried one anyways because he got one stolen somehow. So, I just want you to think about this world we're living in, where nothing makes sense. Don't worry, folks. We're going to, instead of getting oil right from America, let's have it come all the way from the Middle East again. Don't worry, folks. We have blackouts in California because of energy shortages, but just wait till the population of California tries to all plug in their electric cars. They have energy crises the way it is, and they're using gas cars for the most part. But don't worry, folks. Those toxic lithium batteries, it's okay, folks. It's okay. Just keep going on with the stuff that makes no sense. Just like the people that told me I'm just going to drink Trump's Kool-Aid and I'm not going to think for myself. And then they just told me to get a vaccine and not think for myself and not question anything. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Got about 3:30 left. Going to go here and probably soak. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I hope this show woke you up. Because I think a big reset we need in this country is people to wake up and like, wait a minute here. Why are you telling me that you're making no sense? What? You told me to think that I'm stupid and I don't think for myself. I only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell me. I was just going to drink Trump's Kool-Aid because that's what I'm supposed to do, when that's not even what he said in the first place. But now you just want me to get a vaccine without thinking or doing anything. You're contradicting yourself. So like when you have a person that does a final test, and when you look at the test and say, well, if the answer this is A, this can't be B. They make no sense. So, but that's what I try to do. I think that's going to be a big part of the reset, is getting people to realize, wait a minute here, folks. You know, Trump was talking about how since the 80s, since bleach kills so many things, how can we get it into the body? Can kill all these, like look at Lysol, look at some of these chemicals. They can kill 100+ viruses and bacteria and diseases. If we can get those into the body, bang, COVID would be gone. AIDS would be gone. This would be gone. But that's the problem. We got to wake these people up to all the hypocrisies that are going on. Well, an alarm system and a car is the reason why people are stealing cars, okay? If you get rid of the alarm systems, people won't steal cars. It encourages it. Dude, if I went in, if I knew that every store owner in Lafayette had it, where I live, had a gun, and they were fully armed, okay, yeah, I'm probably not going to go in there. Like, I've been to places that have, like, a sign that says, hey, all our employees are fully armed and nothing here is worth your life. Like, at one of the gun places I go, everyone's open carry, you know, and ain't no one going to try anything in that store. Because if it's not one of the shop owners, someone in there is concealing and carrying, open carrying, and we're going to be a good shot. But I thank you for welcoming me back. I'm still about 60%, but I'm just giving it to God. You know, I'm just, like I said on this program, I want people to wake up to the stupid hypocrisies. Well, I mean, I could see in Philadelphia them trying to ban car alarms because it promotes car break-ins like they did with the bulletproof glass. They haven't yet, but if the bulletproof glass that people put up because they were shot at was promoting violence and they wanted them to take it down, how does that make sense? But that's California, New York, that's these liberal cities year after year after year. Remember, folks, for the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we meet you, we pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night and goodbye. God bless. That was at the end.